ओम ज्ञानति निरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकं चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Okay.
You are the spiritual master, and what you are teaching your students?
The first thing we should teach is to understand what is the meaning of spiritual. Many people claim to give spiritual teachings. What is spiritual is defined in Bhagavad Gita, which is the ancient treatise on the science of spiritual knowledge. That which is material is changeable and temporary. Everything in this world must be finished. That which is spiritual is unchanging and eternal. Just like the body, we see this body was once a young body, now it is an older body, after some time it will be a dead body. But I am eternal. Before this body existed, I existed. And after this body collapses, I shall continue to exist. This is the first lesson of spiritual knowledge. There is much more to learn, but this is the beginning. When we understand this, we have to base our whole life upon it. When we understand that this life is only a tiny click, a snap in eternity, and that I am eternal, then we don't chase after temporary things.
Is there any recipe how to be happy in this world?
Oh yes. We should understand, what is that? Bhuktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati. There is the Supreme Person known as God. His personal name is Krishna. When we understand that we are meant for serving Him, instead of trying to enjoy ourselves separate from Him, then we become happy. When we stop claiming that something is mine and understand that everything belongs to Krishna, then we become happy. That works at the macro level also.
Это также имеет свой смысл.
The larger level, greater level, bistre level.
В большом смысле.
No, not bistre. Yeah.
В большом смысле.
Большой.
В вселенском смысле.
Countries are fighting with each other over land and over oil. But when we understand, nefti means?
Oil.
Oh, so you have nefti Kamsk. There's oil there.
Nizhny Kamsk.
There's nefti Kamsk also. Yeah. So when we understand that everything belongs to Krishna, then we won't fight over our father's property. And when we understand that Krishna is the well-wisher of all living beings, then we become happy. Why should I hate anybody when our Supreme Father loves everybody? We can become happy by stopping trying to become happy. As long as we're trying, let me get more and more, let me control this, let me enjoy this, then we remain full of anxiety. What would you like to do? What's your dream?
She wants to live in harmony, that everything will be all right, harmonized.
That's a more noble desire than that of many people. Many people think how I can get more money, how I can be rich and famous. But we should know that in this material world, there is always disharmony. Because everyone is struggling against each other. So we are trying to bring harmony to human society by teaching the practical method of doing so. This is, we don't say that some we should have some sectarian understanding of God and fight with others who have a different understanding. But we should actually try to understand who He is.
Мы должны попытаться понять на самом деле, кем Он является.
If we understand that there is God, that this world is not simply going on meaninglessly, then our goal of life must be to understand God. If we understand, yeah. You all right? Should I say it in short pieces? Okay. If we accept that there is God, that this world is not simply going on by chance with no meaning, then our goal of life must be to understand God. Yeah, when we understand the seriousness of that. We have many births, not only human births, but only in the human birth do we have sufficient intelligence to make this kind of inquiry. So please don't waste your life simply eating, sleeping, going here and there without understanding what is our real duty in the human form of life. Now you're young. Soon all of you will be old. And after that, where will we go? We should seriously consider this.
I would like to shoot you a little while you're working.
All right. What about yourself? Now I'll interview you. So, how do you propose to use your life in the best possible way?
I do not know exactly what is my path, but I know for sure that I would like to live for the others. And now that what I am doing now, that is the expression of my misconception.
That's a very noble motive. I remember a few years ago that one Russian girl became Miss World or Miss Universe or something like that. It was reported in the Indian press. And she said, I would like to work, I would like to do something for the benefit of others. So that is a noble motive. But we should know how to actually help others. We should know, first of all, who we are and what our real need is. By helping people on the bodily platform, we can only help them in a superficial way. The body is temporary, but the soul is eternal. So if we give people spiritual knowledge, that is the best way we can help them. Because people do not have spiritual knowledge, they are unknowingly committing many activities which cause them to suffer in future lives, in this life and in future lives. For instance, we know that in science it's stated that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. So this works on the level of karma also. People think it's normal to torture and kill millions of animals. Just during this short interview, around the world, probably many thousands of animals and birds have been killed. So this brings an unfavorable reaction. We find that all over the world, despite the United Nations, there's always so many wars going on. Apart from wars, there's so much violence and greed and exploitation. People suffer from mental disturbances. And increasingly all over the world, we find that people are not happy. So this can all be traced to reactions from the unnecessary suffering that we are giving to animals by slaughtering millions of animals. I mean, that's just one example of how, due to ignorance of the subtle laws of nature, the whole of human society is disharmonious. So we are attempting to give spiritual knowledge by which people can correct the imbalances in their own lives and in the whole of society. So I hope you gave her some books. Yeah.
We have given some gifts. We have given them some prasad. Now we will be going back to the...
Yeah, please give them books. Okay. The team also, they can also take the books. They also need books. Okay, well, good. Hare Krishna. Can you say Hare Krishna? Спасибо большое. So, I'm supposed to pretend that I'm not aware. Okay, I'll get on with this.
Do you have any specific books in
your mind to give to them?
Bhagavad Gita? Okay.
Yes.
You look handsome.
That's because of the superb head shave. Ah, now you can see. Hare Krishna.